Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brian, thank you very much. Major food retailers, producers and distributors will this afternoon attend a special meeting of the Retail Forum to discuss the continued high cost of groceries despite a slowdown in inflation. Louise Byrne is political correspondent with the Irish Mirror and she joins me on the line now to look ahead to that meeting. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Claire.
So the government is hoping that they'll be able to urge retailers to encourage them to cut grocery prices at this meeting, which is happening later on today. But how realistic and likely is that to happen?
I think it remains to be seen, and I think it's going to be really interesting. So this is a meeting that's being held by Neil Richmond, who's Minister of State in the Department of Enterprise. This was originally supposed to take place in June, but because of the concerns about high food prices, it was brought forward. Now, we know that the government has very few weapons in their arsenal anyway to tackle high prices. The one that they do have is to introduce price caps. Now, there has been widespread opposition to this from across the government. The Taoiseach has ruled it out. Neil Richmond has ruled it out. So it seems that what the plan of action is going to be is to go in and talk to these retailers and say, look, we know your prices went up because your costs have gone up. But now that your costs are coming down, that really needs to be passed on to customers. So it seems that it's going to be through conversation and through perhaps gentle persuasion that they're going to be asking them to come down. But I think what will remain to be seen is whether those conversations will be enough or whether they're going to have to try and pull some other trigger to get these prices down.
And Louise, are the retailers likely to concede that point, that their costs have come down?
I don't think so. I think what we've been hearing from the retail groups over the last couple of weeks is that they do still have really high prices and inflation may be slowing, but, and we keep hearing the Taoiseach say this as well, that while inflation may be slowing, the prices are remaining high and probably are going to remain high. Now, I think for some things like energy, we have seen that starting to fall, but whether they're really experiencing that or not, I think remains to be seen, and perhaps we'll hear more after that meeting this afternoon.
I'm sure we will. Now, the Minister of State, Niall Collins, took questions yesterday for the first time on these controversies around planning applications that he submitted and also the sale of that council land to his wife. And Louise, some new information emerged during those questions.
Yeah, this was supposed to be a press conference that he was present at with Higher Education Minister Simon Harris about an OECD report, but you know, as expected, it was the first time the media had seen him since all this controversy had arisen. So that is what all the questions were really about. And I suppose the one thing that we did find out that there were a lot of questions on was, did he know that his wife had expressed an interest in this land that was going up for sale in Patrickswell in Limerick when he attended a meeting of the Brough Local Area Committee in January 2007? He confirmed that he did know that. So I think that was the really major outstanding question that had to be answered. He was also asked questions about his name being incorrect on an ad for a planning application that was submitted to the Limerick Leader when he was looking for planning permission to buy a house. He said he was at a loss why his name was incorrect on that. He couldn't answer it because he didn't know. I think there was one question that a lot of people were looking for the answer for, and that is, where was Minister Collins living at the time that planning application was made? There was a little bit of confusion over whether he was living at his parents' home or whether he was living in a home that he had previously bought with his wife in another part of Limerick. Now, he said he wasn't prepared to answer that, that it was a very personal question and that people can make their own judgments up, but he wasn't going to answer that, that he thought it was too personal a question.
Mm-hmm. Now, we know that there's a complaint in with SIPO over all of this, so This isn't going to end until we hear the outcome of that. Do you expect, though, that anything else will come of this, given that he answered those questions yesterday?
I think that remains to be seen. I think the thing with the SIPO investigation is that it takes such a long time. It takes a really long time, and it could take a year, if not longer. We've seen before with SIPO investigations and other politicians how long it takes. You never know what's going to come up. I'm sure that there's journalists all over the country still looking at Minister Collins. So I think it does remain to be seen, but I think the culmination of it all will be that SIPO investigation, but we're not going to see the results of that for a very, very long time.
Now, Louise, earlier in the programme, we were talking about the GAA Go controversy. We had Fianna Fáil TD Christopher O'Sullivan on talking to Martin Breheny from the Irish Independent. It's become a really heated political issue in Leinster House, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And it's kind of remarkable. It's when you're walking down the corridors here, it's all a lot of people are really talking about, despite all the other issues going on. Like we talked about the high food prices, we're in the middle of a housing crisis, homelessness numbers are at record high. It's the GAA Go that has really excited a lot of the politicians. And we know that the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Media and Sport, they're going to be meeting this afternoon. And the impression that I get is that they are going to invite them in, that the chairperson is going to encourage for to them to invite both the GAA and RTE in to answer questions. I think, though, what a lot of people are saying is, you know, what questions are we going to be asking? People are entitled to make money. They're entitled to make revenue. But I think the main question is, that they're looking to have answered is transparency about what games get shown where, how these things are decided, you know, what's RTE's exact role in the GAA Go app. So I think we will definitely see them in front of the committee in the next week or two. And I think this issue isn't going to die down for quite a number of weeks yet.
Yeah, we're sure to hear more about that. Louise, thank you very much. Louise Byrne there, political correspondent with the Irish Mirror. Now, there was disappointment, wasn't there, last night after Ireland's Wild Youth failed to qualify for the grand final of the Eurovision, bringing an early end to their 2023 bid. Well, we got a text from a listener to the programme in the last hour. Here's what it said. Claire, I want you to find out why the UK was not able to vote in last night's Eurovision semi-final, but they will be able to vote in Thursday's semi-final. Now, the team did a little bit of digging on that. And it seems that although the UK does not have to compete in the semi-finals, each of the automatic qualifiers is given the chance to vote in one of the semis, which is once again decided during the allocation draw. So what happened was the UK has been allowed to vote in the second semi-final, which is the one on Thursday. So they'll be able to vote via phone or text, and the details of how to do this will be revealed on the night. So that's going to have made a material difference, isn't it, to what happened to us last night. Ireland really unlucky that the UK is only allowed to vote on Thursday. So let's put it down to that. That's what we're going to put it down to today. Coming up next on the programme, we're going to speak to two people who walked away from farming accidents with life-changing injuries. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.